The Monroe County Board approved building a new justice center to replace the aging county courthouse and jail last year. Yet debate remains over the timing and cost of the project. Dennis Pedersen is the Monroe County Sheriff. Pedersen says people have been arguing over the proposed center for more than 15 years. He says that's long enough.
There are people on the county board and people in the community who have a different view. They just think it's too expensive. I mean, I understand it's expensive. I live there. I pay taxes, too. So when somebody says this is going to cost you $30 million to build, that's a figure that I don't just scoff at. You have to keep in mind that the reason it's $30 million is because you didn't build it when it was 18. And if we don't build it now, it's not going to be $30 million. It's going to be 40 or 45 or even more.
However, others like Monroe County Board Supervisor Jim Rice disagree. Rice supports a new jail, but he says property taxes for the average homeowner will go up between $300 to $350 a year to pay for the new center. He says people can't afford the extra expense in light of the recession.
I have so many people tell me not to build the $30 million jail. I would like to see them build a jail, put an infrastructure in that down the road, maybe 10 years or 15 years, if they needed, they could add to it.
But Sheriff Pedersen says the current building housing the jail and courthouse is too small and does not meet their security needs. Meanwhile, Supervisor Rice says the board will consider a moratorium for the Justice Center at its September 30th meeting. He adds several county board supervisors who voted for the new facility face recall elections this fall. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.